Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
Hashtag in your world, we got something very interesting. People debate about this all the time. We're talking about this Ozempic medication. I think it's usually for people who are diabetic.
Yep.
And it's become fashionable because it helps people to lose weight quickly. A lot of people I know in Hollywood have been using it, and some experts have warned people that it's not good, it is bad. But over the weekend I saw an article where they were saying, no, it's got some positive effects as well. So I'm confused. So here's the question. This is what inspired our question this afternoon. Are weight loss shortcuts really worth it? Are they worth it? But guys, listen. Mina, I've got a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
If I decide I want to lose 2 kilograms, mm-hmm. It's a mission. It is a mission.
The sweet tooth.
Even when I see my weight going up, mm-hmm. If there's a biscuit here.
You are having it.
It is going down. I think what really saves me is being committed to gym. You know,
yeah.
Gym has actually helped me to maintain a reasonable waist.
Mm. But lately, you see a lot of people going the shortcut route when it comes to losing weight.
Mm.
I don't know whether about gym ebusuku while we are sleeping, or they are on something, or they went under a certain knife, or I don't know what they're doing, but like all of a sudden, this guy has lost so much weight in a short period of time.
There's an actress I saw in Morningside the other day. She just gave birth recently, and she was not embarrassed to tell me, no, your job. I was like, where you go? I think the upper glander, you see that one by the corner. The job corner, son. So she gets an injection there, and she looks good.
My problem is that you guys don't plug us. This is my problem.
Yeah.
Plug us with the injection. Plug us with Ozempic. Plug us with a knife.
Can we plug you with gym and eating healthy?
And at the same time, how quickly do you want to lose weight?
Every day. I wish I could wake up 10 kgs lighter. And I know it's unrealistic.
Would you take it? Would you take it?
Absolutely.
Why?
10 kgs lighter. Guys, I know it sounds ridiculous. It sounds unrealistic. And I don't advise you to have my mind. But the reality is that when you don't like something about your body, you're like, what magic can I get a hold of so that this thing goes away?
Hashtag in your world, are weight loss shortcuts really worth it? We also want to know from you, what's happening in your world? What's trending in your world? 086-000-959. You can WhatsApp us 063-688-0959. I hear someone laughing.
This is a thing about being old again.
It's the spirit in your ears now. The spirit in your ears.
I'm laughing
at you name dropping.
Isn't that you, Malitsima, who was laughing?
It's me, Malitsima from Springs.
Yeah, I thought so. People from Springs love laughing.
I'm laughing at Khumudzo very piece. Kenzito and was Khumudzo since last week. Hello, Kenzito. Welcome. Hello, Mumu. Hello, Skumba.
Hey.
How are you, lady? Are you cool?
I'm fine. I was telling the producer that, you know what, Khumudzo, it's so difficult to lose the weight.
Yes.
After my first born, I lost 20 kg 2015.
Sure.
Now I got pregnant with the twins 2017, 2018. I got them. Now, it's so difficult to lose the weight. My weakness. I need an injection that will stop me from eating bread. I love bread, rama, and tea. The melt of rama in my mouth with tea. That is my weakness. And it's so difficult, Momo, Khona no go lose.
So do you also eat bread at night?
Yeah. Lenzi, though. That is my comfort food. I'm not need to eat. That's it. And tea. Sugar in the tea.
Do you know, Malitsima, I really envy people who can say my weakness is.
Yeah.
Because now my weakness is food in general. The whole spectrum.
Trust me, Malitsima, to give you a background. Who? Every time we're playing a song, Khumudzo is having pizza outside. Just to let you know, right now, the pizza corner has feta cheese, has Evo. Right now.
Listen, I think, you know, as you get older, it is so difficult
for
the weight.
Sure.
Because, you know, when we were young, because we didn't have cars, mm-hmm. we spent most of our time burning energy, mm-hmm. playing and walking. Even Spot if you on. Ate that bread with butter, it didn't make a difference. Now we have cars, we are driving. When you get to a mall, you want to park next to the entrance.
Yeah.
You only rock about 6 steps. So there's not enough workout.
Yeah,
you know,
people tell us about
unfortunately
calorie deficit and being more active, and I'm like, when?
And our bodies are different, you know.
Yeah.
There are those people who eat a lot but nothing sure. happens, you know. And then there's some of us who eat, and then after a meal, you've already gained a kilogram.
Listen, it's a preferential choice, hey? If you prefer to lose weight just like that, a decision in how.
Thank you.
But it's scary to see somebody who's a size 38 today and then boom, in the next 2 weeks, omona ili size 30. I think in the at least time to lose weight gradually.
Yeah.
But like boom, boom, boom like that, scary. Mm.
I mean, I think they worth it. We, whatever. No, my inezo glues, I use it. Mina, personally, I lose weight and go good to get it right. I eat healthy and I go to gym. But it is hard work. Been doing it for over 10 years. I'm sick and tired, but whatever works, babes, do that.
Yo, Glenn, the weight loss shortcuts are worth it. Anyone who can just plug me, like whether Ozempic or whatever. My sister's getting married Saturday, and hey, goobie, get it. Replugging.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yes, that's her. It's Rihanna. Fully clothed these days. I guess it's age. In the past, when you were following Rihanna on her Instagram, always in bikinis and panties.
Hey.
And a lot of men used to get into trouble with their women for following Rihanna because you know. But these days, no.
No.
Fully clothed, bloody amazing. We love it. We love it for Rihanna.
You guys will know what an naked human is.
So you really, really want to lose weight? No, you need to have a prescription, and the doctor needs to say to you, take this thing and take it this way.
Oh.
If you have to take
so
it.
So any other way is illegal.
It's wrong.
So you need a prescription. Thank you very much. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I told you about an incident. Well, nothing much happened when I was flying to Port Elizabeth to play, and we were unable to land in PE because I had a 10 o'clock gig, and then we had to go to Cape Town. Because it was windy, we couldn't land.
Oh.
You know how scary that is?
Yeah.
So we had to fly from PE to Cape Town to refuel as well.
Yeah.
Because we had run out of petrol, and we landed in Cape Town for about an hour waiting for the weather to subside and get better. And then we flew back to PE. Everything was okay with this airline, Fly Safair. Okay. But I also understand even this weekend, there was a Fly Safair plane that was going to Cape Town. Upon taking off, the guys on the ground realized that there was something wrong with the wheels, or one of the wheels had broken up. Mm. So they informed the pilot. So the pilot had to make a U-turn and return back to OR Tambo. So do you know what happens once a plane has taken off, going to a certain destination, if there's an emergency, when it has to come back? They need to take out the fuel because then the plane is too heavy. It can't land. So they went over the Vaal and exercised that, and then came back to Johannesburg to land. Fortunately, they landed safely. You can imagine the anxiety in the plane.
No, I've got so many questions. Let's say the reason why you took a flight to Cape Town, a 2-hour flight rather than driving 23 hours, is because you had meetings to attend. What about the money that people lose with the airlines around?
Tough luck. I was supposed to play at 10 in PE. I only played at 11 o'clock.
Sure.
Relax. Tough luck. So... So obviously the plane had to adjust the course back to Johannesburg and entered what they call a holding pattern near Paris to burn off the fuel so that it can land safely in Johannesburg. And it did. Imagine the anxiety. But they did obviously get another plane for the people to reach their destination.
Yo.
It is anxiety, eh?
It's really, it would freak me out.
It is scary.
But Kinalo and Askuma, why didn't you just fly to Cape Town? The people that have the same level of training would have been there.
Easy.
So yeah, obviously the problem with us flying to Cape Town, because George is nearer, so is London. But those airports were closed that time.
Aha.
So we were forced to fly to Cape Town, which was another 1 hour 20 minutes.
Shucks.
Oh. That's when you say to yourself, I wish I'm driving, even if it was 15 hours. You know what I mean?
Listening to what you want to listen to, food.
No stress whatsoever. Anyway, we got something great happening. As we mentioned earlier on this week, the best place to find money is in a song. 150,000 rand is up for grabs this week on Kaya 959. And to enter, listen out for this sound in a song.
And when you hear that sound, make sure that you SMS the keyword cash in the song. And then you SMS that with your name and surname to 36959. If your phone rings, Bangani, you have exactly 9.59 seconds.
Less than
to
10
answer.
Seconds.
It's less than 10 seconds. Cash in the song on Kaya 959. That SMS, of course, will cost you 150. T's and C's and much more on kaya959.co.za. 2,500 rand is up for grabs on this show. So listen out for that sound.
Family, lunalena le mathata a ho gaina weight. As on the other side, I've been just a size 32 and I'm a 44-year-old woman. I had kids, I was able to shed off my weight. But however, lately, weight ki gainile weight, ki nalile furanyana, ka ikhatla. But yes, I'm so unfit. Ke tsaba ho exercise because I don't want to lose this bit of weight that I've gained. Tusang, sorry, it's a wrong ho ring ke ne fit, but at the same time, kisa lose weight. You lose are very easy, like literally very easy.
Yeah, hey, on my case, me now wanna gain. On a serious note, I can't be
life
a father.
Yes,
a kaya. Napa, I'm wearing size 28. Yeah. I ain't getting it. I had an instance. While talking to me, I'm gag.
Mina guys, in the Mazama gym, Nama losing weight, writing in Yamazam, my color, big side yami, like in Jing writing, writing Yamai, Funanang Bamba song, even Yama, so in Jay, young, right? No gym, no exercising, no Jay, yeah.
All right, this is going to be an advice from Uskumba, and it's free of charge. Okay. Use it, don't use it.
Okay.
You want to lose weight quickly?
Uh-huh.
Open your partner's phone.
Wow.
So, you know, it just shows you. You know when they say
Wow. Different
strokes for different folks?
Yeah.
Now, here's a guy who wants to gain weight, you know, because he's a size 28.
Mm.
And then you also have someone who says they lose weight so quickly, they actually don't know what to do. Whereas other people are so desperate to lose weight. It's just a crazy world.
It's crazy. We always want the things that we don't have.
Right.
And in the meantime, your friends that you think are going to plug you and they tell you to open your partner's phone when you don't even have a partner. So it's Skumba saying what exactly?
Wow, very interesting. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. For those who've just landed, well, we're delighted to have you. It's a new voice on Kaya 959. His name is Glenn Lewis. He's Venda, he's Tswana, he's South African, he's everything. And he's unfortunately stuck with Skumba and Khomotsa. For how long? Only heaven knows.
Drive 959 with Glenn,
Khomotsa and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.